Lesson 1.
Wherever you travel, manners are a must, and every culture has its own definition of politeness. In this respect, Brazil is no different. So in our first lesson, we'll be taking a look at a phrase you have no excuse not to know. I'm talking about how to say thank you. As you can imagine, knowing this tidbit of language can go a long way. The phrase we'll learn today is obrigado. In Portuguese, obrigado means thank you. Let's hear that a little slower. Obrigado. Let's break it down by syllable. O-bri-ga-do. Now let's hear it once again. Obrigado. The word obrigado literally means obligated, or more specifically, to be obligated towards someone or something. Let's hear it one more time. Obrigado. And broken down. O-bri-ga-do. And full speed. Obrigado. Now, in Portuguese, there are several ways to express one's gratitude. There are more formal and more casual ways to do this. One more formal way of expressing gratitude is muito obrigado, which means thank you very much. Let's hear that one time slow. Muito obrigado. Let's break it down by syllable. Muito obrigado. Now, let's hear it again. Muito obrigado. The first word, muito, can mean several things in English. Much, many, very, etc. But in this case, it means very. So, let's break down this word and hear it one more time. Muito. Muito. This is followed by obrigado, which in Portuguese, you'll remember, is thank you. So, muito and obrigado means thank you very much. Muito obrigado. When I first arrived in Brazil, a friend and I went to a Senhora Noemia's house. I'd only been in Brazil for about 3 weeks, give or take, but I had already fallen in love with acerola juice. It's a kind of sour cherry. It's really fantastic. So we went there, and Brazilians have this custom of always offering food to their guests. Whoever comes in, here you go, have food, have drink, whatever, there you go. And her house was no exception. It being a hot day, Miss Noemia went to the kitchen, brought out a nice, cold glass of acerola juice. Fantastic stuff. She offered it to me, and I dutifully said, obrigado. She promptly turned away and put the juice back in the fridge. Let me explain why she did that. In Brazil, when someone offers you something and you say, obrigado, it's a polite way of actually refusing what's been offered to you. It's kind of like saying, thank you for the offer, but I don't really want whatever you're giving me. After that, I went and explained myself to Noemia because my friend was laughing too hard, who also chuckled and gave me back the juice. As I said before, a little bit of language goes a long way, especially on a very hot day. Okay, to close out today's lesson, we'd like for you to practice what you've just learned. I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for saying it aloud. You'll have a few seconds before I give you the answer, so boa sorte.
Thank you. Obrigado. 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 Thank you very much. Muito obrigado. Muito obrigado. Muito obrigado.
Lesson 2.
In today's lesson, we'll continue on with basic etiquette. The Brazilians are a kind, friendly, and hospitable people, and expressions of gratitude are frequent and often lavishly applied. In Brazil, thank you and you're welcome are phrases you will hear and should say each and every day. In Portuguese, you're welcome is de nada. Let's break it down by syllable. G-na-da. The first word, G, means of or from, and is one of the most frequently used words in Portuguese. Let's hear it one more time. G. And yes, the pronunciation is exactly like the English letter G. This is followed by nada, which in English means nothing. Na-da. Nada. So to recap here, we have two words, G and nada, which you say together as de nada. Another way of saying you're welcome is não há de que. Não há de que. The first word, não, means